Prime Minister Winston Churchill of England will speak over this station at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today.
What, Churchill? Well, it seems like. Everybody's cooking with Crisco, shortening, fine fritters, fine chicken, donuts. Hey, make them yummy, please, your tummy, Crisco.
About.
Pepper Young Family, the true-to-life story of your friends the Young, brought to you by the makers of P&G Soap.
So she used it up.
I thought maybe she'd discover soap as good as P&G. But as she says, her joy was short-lived. Because one day, she discovered some of her pillow slips that had been washed with this sample soap had turned a dreary yellow. So Mrs. Watkins went right back to P&G, a white bar soap that doesn't turn white things yellow. And Mrs. Watkins writes that she intends to stick to P&G for good now. And I don't blame her, do you? After all, you women want your white things to stay white. You can't afford to use a soap that's likely to turn good white sheets and pillow slips yellow. You see, when you use P&G, you're using a fine white soap with an active dirt-loosening ingredient. That combination gets clothes snowy white and can't turn white things yellow. So don't take chances with your good white linens. Use P&G every wash day. You know, a big bar costs only a few pennies. And one bar is enough for an average 100-piece wash. Get P&G today. It's dinner time in the Young household, and one glimpse at the kitchen would reveal that tonight's meal is going to be a special occasion. The best china is out on the table. Hattie's cooked a wonderful dinner in honor of tonight's guests, Mr. Brewster and Carter Trent. Well, just about now, Hattie's beginning to wonder if she's going to keep the dinner, how she's going to keep it from getting spoiled. So far, only Mrs. Young, Pepper, and Mr. Brewster have appeared. They're in the living room now.
Did I tell you, Mr. Brewster, that Mr. Young's as pleased as Punch that this whole campaign is over so quickly?
Yes, you did. And it is in record time, too. I don't think we've ever had a community come through this way before.
Haven't you?
Well, not the way Elmwood came through. We've never had one that, well, entered into the spirit of the thing the way this community of Elmwood has. It's certainly a credit to you, Mrs. Young, and to Mr. Young, too. The fact that the whole town turned out the minute you told them to.
Well, we've been here a long time, Mr. Brewster. We ought to have some influence here, even if we haven't any place else.
Well, there are a lot of fine people here. And we consider ourselves mighty lucky to have met you and Mr. Young and have you work on it for us.
You're lucky. Well, we're the ones who are lucky, Mr. Brewster. All of us here in Elmwood, I mean. And as for their looking up to Mr. Young, well, they do, in a way. You know, he was mayor of Elmwood for a while, and people respect him.
Yeah, and anything Dad says goes around these parts, too. Boy, he stands ace high with the men. You know, I guess Mom stands ace high with the women. Well, I think I better run upstairs and wash up now. You know how dinner is cracked to be on the table. Hey, Mom, I suppose we'll have to wait a year or two before sitting down. Peggy's going to hang around with Carter, and they're both going to be late. Look, maybe I better go out to the kitchen and see what's going on in the cake department.
Oh, that means you're going to lick the pan. I know.
Yeah, look, did you know Edie was out there, too?
Edie? What's she doing?
Oh, she's griping about the fact that she can't collect from any of the businessmen of Elmwood. Because they've already given till it hurts.
Well, there are lots of other things she can do.
Well, you try telling her that.
There's plenty of work to be done down at town hall.
Oh, no, not for our Edie. Oh, no. Now, she's a man's woman.
Oh, Peppa.
Oh, those are her words, not mine. Yep, she does her best work among men. Not only among them, Mom, but in their hair.
Oh, Peppa, you shouldn't say things like that about Edie.
Well, why not? She's the man-eating type. Yeah, you got to have all kinds to make the world, though. Hey, Mr. Brewster?
So they say, Pepper.
Yeah, well, it's true. No, sir, I wouldn't change Edie for anything in the world. No, sir, boy, she's unique. Yep, she's one in a million. I'll see you all again.
All right, dear. Mr. Brewster, that fire's getting too hot.
Oh, no, it looks good to me. It's cold out.
I understand you're going to put fireplaces in all the cottages so that we can have open fires for the children.
Yes, that's the plan. You like the idea?
I like it. It's splendid. You know, Mr. Brewster, the first thing I thought of when they told me about the open fireplaces was that all the little tots could hang their stockings there for Christmas. Just think of rows of little stockings hanging up for Christmas Eve. Because, of course, the children get here in time.
Well, now, Mrs. Young, I don't want to promise you anything as definite as that.
But, Mr. Brewster, I thought you said...
Well, nobody can say anything these days, Mrs. Young. Well, we're going to do the very best we can to get them over here as soon as possible. Well, you know that.
Yes, I know.
You won't send me down to any particular time.
Of course not. Oh, but we did hope that they'd be here real soon.
Well, we'll do our darndest. We'll get things moving as fast as possible. But it's a pretty dangerous trip right now. We can't be sure of anything. Well, the ship may have to go off its course and land up north somewhere. We'll have to bring the children down from there.
Yes, of course. But I hope they arrive soon. You see, this whole thing has done more to pull Elmwood together, to make us one, to make our privileges here in this country and our great opportunities for helping those in other countries stand out more than anything else you could have done. You know what I think, Mr. Brewster.
What's that, Ms. Young?
I think we owe you a vote of thanks.
Oh, no. I think it's the other way around.
I don't think we can ever thank you enough for making it possible for us to put up these homes, to do this job.
Well, I'm glad it meant so much to you, Mrs. Young.
It hasn't begun to mean what it's going to mean when the children actually get here. It's going to mean not only a great deal to me, but to lots of other women. Women like Mrs. Lawrence, you know, who lost her husband recently and wants to devote herself to this work.
Oh, yes. Yes, she's a fine woman. Mrs. Lawrence. She's worked hard.
She certainly has. So have lots of the others. But I don't think any of us call it work. We're all so anxious to do what we can. You say you're going to New York tomorrow, Mr. Brewster?
Yes, I'm leaving the first thing in the morning, Mrs. Young.
Mr. Young told me what a successful meeting you had here in Elmwood while I was away.
Yes. It sure was a knockout.
He told me about being able to write out a check for you even larger than you'd anticipated.
Yes, by at least $1,000. It's amazing, Mrs. Young. It's something I never expected.
Well, the people in Elmwood are generous-hearted, I think, while they're thrifty and clever about money. This is something that touched them very deeply. And I think they've given every cent they possibly could spare. All of them. In every walk of life. Every dollar and every nickel and every penny. And I think they've given it gladly. I think they've given it with all their heart. I don't know how to express it, Mr. Brewster. But in the words of the gospel, we've really proved that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Hello, Mrs. Young.
Oh, hello, Edie.
Well, I guess you thought I was never going home, huh? I guess you thought I was going to stay for dinner.
Well, of course you may stay for dinner if you'd like to. We'd love to have you. Oh, this is Miss Gray, Miss Brewster.
Oh, yes, I know, Mr. Brewster. How do you do, Mr. Brewster?
How do you do, Miss Gray?
Well, Mrs. Young, I guess you think it's terrible to be staying out there in your kitchen and licking the pan, but all that frosting was so good. It's the most yummy orange cake that Hattie's displayed.
Yes, she certainly makes yummy orange cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was just wonderful, Mrs. Young. You know, it just sort of lifted me up. And I've been feeling so low.
Were you, dear? Mm-hmm. Why? Anything the matter?
Oh, nothing. Except sometimes you get disappointed about life, you know. You get disappointed about things you think you're going to do. And something happens and you don't do it.
Yes, Fred was telling me that you were disappointed about not being able to go out and canvas the business section at Elmwood.
Oh, well, that's all right, yes. Isn't my faith to do it? It just isn't, you know. I'm a great believer in faith. Aren't you, Mr. Brewster?
Oh, I guess so. I don't believe I've thought much about faith.
You haven't? Oh, I think about it all the time. It's perfectly wonderful. You just sort of sit back and let faith do all the work.
Yes, I think that would be rather wonderful.
Yeah, you just sort of don't have to worry about anything much. You know, you're going to be either awfully popular or you aren't. And you're going to have loads of men in love with you or you aren't. Or you're going to get married, or you aren't. I mean, there's just nothing you can do about it. And there's no use in going out and being devastating, because if it's your faith not to be chosen by some man, you won't be, that's all.
Well, isn't there any other faith, Edie, besides the faith of being chosen by some man that appeals to you? I mean, isn't there anything else in life besides finding the mate?
No. Is there?
I hope you'll help us, Edie. I hope you won't give up helping out on this project just because you can't canvas the business section.
Oh, well, Mrs. Young, I'll help. Of course I'll help. I'm sure there'll be lots of things to do. When do you expect the children to get here?
Well, we don't know exactly. We were just talking about that. Mr. Brewster says it's impossible to tell or predict just when they'll be here. I hope they might be here for my birthday, but that's out of the question now.
Oh, I thought they'd surely be here by that time.
Well, there's nothing sure about anything these days, Miss Gray. And it gets less sure every day.
I suppose so. Oh, Mama.
Oh, hello, darling.
Mama, I'm terribly sorry to be so late. Is Carter here yet?
No, dear, he hasn't come.
He hasn't?
No, I thought you were with him.
Oh, no, I was down at the town hall helping. Hello, Edie.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Paying for dinner. He said if you don't mind, Mrs. Young.
Of course not. I asked you, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you supposed to keep in Carter?
I don't know, dear. I suppose he'd be here any minute now. Mr. Brewster's having dinner with him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How do you do, Mr. Brewster?
Well, how do you do, Peggy?
Mama, is Daddy in yet?
No, dear. I expect him any minute.
Hello, Sam. Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Mr. Brewster's here for dinner, dear.
Well, say, I'm sorry to be late, but I just got back from Carnet Lake. Right? It's wonderful. The houses are going up like hotcakes all over the place. Well, Brewster, what's the news?
Mr. Brewster's leaving us, going to New York.
You don't say. Well, look here, if that's the case, I'm going to see you all safely, Brewster.
I certainly appreciate that, Mr. Young. You've been more than kind. You and Mrs. Young, too. And it's mighty nice of you to have me here for dinner tonight.
We love having you. We want to ask you a million questions. How long do you think you'll stay in New York? How long do you think you'll be away from here?
Oh, well, not very long. I'll be back in a few days. In a very few days.
Depends on the outcome of Mr. Brewster's trip to New York. So let's keep our fingers crossed for his speedy return with good news. Wonderful to think that some of you have been following our program ever since the day it began. That's what I'd call real loyalty. And there are so many of you who are just as loyal to our soap, P&G White Naphtha. Why, some of you have been using P&G ever since you began housekeeping. You've been counting on it to help you put out snowy white washes year in and year out. P&G has never let you down, has it? It brings out your sheets and towels as white as pure snow, gives you real help with your extra dirty, heavy pieces, and then turns right around and is so gentle with your colored washables. Boy, that's what I'd call being a true wash day friend. And through all those washings, I know you've always found our fine white soap easy on your hands. You know, when you find a friend that'll pitch in and really help out on wash day like P&G does, well, that's a friend you never want to lose. And one of the best things about P&G is its friendly low price. A big white bar, enough for an average 100-piece wash, costs only a few pennies. Keep plenty of those big white bars on hand, won't you? So you'll never have to substitute for P&G. Tomorrow, Connor Trent buys a wonderful gift for Peggy Young. Be sure to listen to Pepper Young's Family on Tuesday. This is your announcer, Ed Hurley, for P&G Soap, the white naphtha soap that gets clothes really white.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.